May we stand, please. Respect our sister who knew the Lord Jesus Christ for herself. We're here to celebrate, and I think you all have done a great job. I have an assignment here this morning I have to carry out on behalf of the kingdom of God. I will not be very long, but I want to yield to the Holy Spirit. And every Christian in the house should be ready to flow with the word of God. Amen. Lord can speak to us not only about this occasion, but many of us have gone through things in our life, family members. God will speak to that today also, to this husband and to the father. He's not here, but to his son who represented him. Brother, we're thankful. And we'll just go right down the word of God. The word works. And we yield to the word. I didn't start preaching yesterday. I've been preaching 48 years. That was my two sons and my granddaughters singing. And that's my son, Junior, there. He's my family surround me in ministry. So I'm thankful. Now, Father, lift one hand, if you will. Father, we need your grace in this place and your mercy and your joy, your strength for these daughters and sons and for this husband and the rest of the family members. We thank you for your word. Let your word speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Those of you who have your phone or your Bible, in Philippians chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. It reads, that I may know him. And that's talking about Jesus. But this morning we need to know some things about him. And that verse addresses it, that I may know him. But then it says something else. And the power of his resurrection. So there's two things. I know him, but I don't just know him. I know the power of his resurrection. That's what we need to know this morning. And then it says, and the fellowship of his suffering. So there's three things. Know him, know the power, and know the fellowship, being made conformable unto his death. Then the 11th verse says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. So it's saying, when you know Jesus, there are some other supernatural things make themselves available to you. I don't just know him to sing and pray, but I know him because there's eternal life in him. I want to call your attention for a few moments to the secret over the power of death, knowing the power of the resurrection. I'm going to repeat that because it holds a whole lot of things. The secret over the power of death is knowing the power of the resurrection. I want to deal with the power of the resurrection for a few moments. I feel the presence of God. If you would turn with me to John's gospel, those two sisters was in trouble. Their brother had died. Jesus somewhat tarried when they sent for him and they let him die because he wanted us to have a revelation, John chapter 11. He wanted us to have a revelation of the resurrection. For a believer, death means sleep. What sleep mean? You're going to wake up again. I laid down last night and went to sleep. But this morning I woke up Well, in the spirit world, the resurrection is the same way. A Christian, when Venetiano Christ, that means, now some in the natural will question this, she can't die. She only go to sleep. Because I'm told in the scripture there's a waking up morning. Not natural, but in the spirit. Supernatural. Divine. Awakening. So yeah, she'll seem to be sleeping for a while. Her spirit with God now, daughters. But there's a getting up morning. Bible talk about all the saints of God going to rise and be with him. Now, I said, it said, you say it to me when I start preaching to had Christians in here. So y'all should say amen every now and then. Help me these 15, 20 minutes. The priest did. Somebody know what I'm talking about? Wave your hand if you know what I'm talking about. You're looking forward to that day. All of us, we're Christians, you see. So here in John's Gospel, chapter 11, after these sisters got in trouble, just say Jesus loved them. Jesus loved this family also. But it got to the 22nd verse of the 11th chapter of John, after Jesus showed up, one of the sisters met him. And she made a statement, but in the 22nd verse, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Even now, when it looked like nothing can be done about this situation, but we as Christians know better. And then it goes on to read, Martha said unto him, I know that he should rise again in the resurrection at the last day, in the 24th verse. Look at what Jesus said, oh my goodness, in the 25th verse. I got any preachers in here? Look what Jesus said in the 25th verse. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto her, now I need some strong words here. I am. Now that's the same thing you said to Moses. Moses said, you sending me before Pharaoh. Pharaoh's a powerful man. What am I going to do when I get there? Oh, he got a great army. Who do I tell Pharaoh sent me over here to talk to him, talking about let the people go? He said, tell Pharaoh I am that I am sent you. That same I am-ness is in this funeral today. I am her resurrection. I am her life. Satan can't take it. The world can't take it. Because I got my hand on them. I am that I am. What a name to carry. That means I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning. Good God Almighty. And I am the ending. So it's not over yet. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Now notice what the second part of his voice said. Here come this child now. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet, oh Lord, yet shall she live again. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It's not over here. There's a supernatural part we can't see in the natural. And then he went on to say in the 26th verse, and whosoever liveth, he just can't live it, and believe it in me. Oh my goodness. Look what he says here. He's in the book. Shall never die. Shall never die. How can you say that? How can you say shall never die? Because physical death is not the end. It's the beginning. There's another type of life beyond physical life. The scripture called it eternal life. And if you have a little problem with that, the other thing you say, everlasting life. And I want to step up a little further, supernatural life. I want to step it up a little higher, spiritual life. In the presence of Almighty God, who can't fail. I heard the word says, Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. The scripture talk about God say, I'm the Lord, I change not. If I was with Abraham, I'm with this girl. He hasn't lost no power. Whosoever liveth and believeth in him should never die. Wow. Believest thou this? Now I want to read a few more scriptures, say a few more things to you. But the secret over the power of death is knowing the power of the resurrection. Yes, right. Now, in order to know the power of the resurrection, all right, Lord, I'll do it. In order to know the power of the resurrection, Ephesians 1 prays a resurrection prayer. Ephesians 1, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 1, begin at the 15th verse, says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord, how many got faith in the Lord Jesus? And love. Now you got to have faith and love. You know, I came down here to greet you because I want you to know before I preach to you, I love you. You can't whip love. I mean, you could be mean, mad, but if love come there, love just melt you down. You just can't handle love. A person says, how you doing? That's love, you know. Love is powerful. How many know love is powerful? You can't stay mad when somebody loves you. So he says here, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. You know, thanksgiving is powerful too. Gratitude. Anybody know about gratitude? Being thankful. You know, something may be going wrong, but you can look over here and see something going right. And you always got something to be thankful for. I said, everybody up in here always got something to be thankful for. God is a good God. I say God is a good God. In the face of death, God is a good God. She could have died and went to hell. But she knows Jesus as our personal Savior. I'm almost through. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Now, here's some things to understand the resurrection. Here's what the Holy Spirit is going to do for every one of us to understand the resurrection. Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. See, that's a supernatural scene in the wisdom of God. So we need in this celebration to understand the power of his resurrection, the spirit of wisdom. Where it come from? It come from the Holy Ghost. Where would it address you? Not in your mind. He's going to address you in your spirit. The spirit of wisdom about death and about the power of the resurrection is upon this house right now. We're not here as sinners. We're not here as hopeless people. We're not here to say goodbye. We're here to just see you in a little while. Do you have your business fixed? That's the question up in here. Do you have your business fixed? And then to understand the power of the resurrection, you need the spirit of revelation. In other words, the Holy Spirit have to come into this building and sit on each one of us and give us an insight that cannot come from Grambling or cannot come from Southern University. It has to come on another dimension. It's a revelation. You see, it's something you can't see with your eye. Something you can't understand with your mind. But down on the inside, God reveals to you everything going to be all right. Have you ever been there? Have you ever had something going on in your life? You didn't know how to handle it. But all of a sudden, God speak to you and declare everything going to be all right. Revelation. Say revelation. Oh, every child of God, son, y'all need revelation. You can't sit here and go through this without revelation. God has to reveal to us it's not over yet. On a hill not far away. The price already been paid. The secret over the power of death is knowing the power of revelation. You got to have wisdom. You got to have revelation. Wait a minute, I'm not through. There's a certain type of knowledge called revelation knowledge. It's a knowledge you can't really prospectively get it out of a book. It's a knowledge beyond knowledge. It's called the only way, spiritual knowledge, supernatural knowledge. But that knowledge has to be there because you have to see beyond what it looked like. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This looked like it's all over. That's a lie. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking to Christian up in here. Now, if you're a sinner, I got to get you saved, but a Christian ought to be able to talk back to me up in here. Y'all know Jesus Christ. I'm almost through, but y'all ought to talk back to me up in here. We're celebrating someone who, thank be to God, what gives us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. Yeah, though I walk through the valley. I don't have to run. Walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? Thou with me. What? Thy rod and thy staff comfort me in the presence of my enemy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Anoint my head with oil. Woo! And my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell. Give me a few more minutes. Wisdom, revelation, knowledge. And then he says in the 18th verse, to understand the power of the resurrection, the eyes of your understanding must be enlightened. That you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints. This is the one I want you to see, the 19th verse. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, what? Who believe. And give it to us now. According to, Y'all want me to preach up in here? Somebody sitting on me up in here. According to the working of his mighty power, what he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. So him, the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead is on her life right now. Satan can't stop him. But you wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in heaven, place far above all principality. Thank you, Jesus. And power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named. Not only in this world, good God Almighty, but also in that which is to come. Has put all things on his feet. Talk to me later, I hear you. And give him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filled it all in all. Let me close here. Death has no more dominion over the believer. No one. This child lived a resurrected life. Therefore, speaking, she is not dead. Death in the believer's life is called sleep. Meaning there's the awakening moment. For this daughter of God, death is swallowed up in victory. Jesus has given her eternal life by dying in her place and resurrecting for her victory over death. Listen, eternal life can only be understood in the spirit. How long have I been teaching? I don't know. About 20 minutes, right? May the Holy Spirit give us supernatural comfort today. Yes, sir. Say amen.
Amen.
The most explicit revelation of the believer's death is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. All you want to read that tonight. The believer's assurance of the resurrection. You must know Jesus' authority over death.
Yes.
In which put you in authority over death. Isn't that something? I don't have time to talk about the Father's house. But he says, let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
You believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house. As many mentioned, if it was not so, I would tell you so. Then he said, I'm not going to leave it up to you to find your way there yourself. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, have mercy. Somebody sitting on me in here today. I'm trying to close. I'm trying to finish in 25 minutes, but if you said I'm going to go longer. Yeah, I had to preach my daughter's funeral. Yeah, you just, my God, tell them I told her young. Hallelujah. That's a strange, little strange language. Excuse me. Hallelujah. So, in the Father's house, talk about the resurrection of the believer, absent from the body, present with the Lord, absolute victory over death and the grave. Now walk in your total salvation. Jesus give us victory over death. This is not goodbye. No, this is we will see you later. You may cry, but let the Holy Spirit wipe your eyes and loose your faith and shout the victory. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Don't be scared of death. Death have no dominion over you. Now I'm going to close in reading one of the most powerful things about this moment in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to read one of the most powerful lessons the Lord left us about this moment. And I'm really going to close. My son's going to come and take care of business. Them boys got it singing there. I want to go on. Man, hallelujah. All right, victory over death. That's what it says in my little Bible. Victory over death. We have victory over this. Now, In the 51st verse, I'm just going to read and talk about it a few minutes, son, and then we're going to be through, all right? In the 51st verse of 1 Corinthians 15, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Good God Almighty. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, woo, for the trumpet shall sound. Look what happened at the end of verse 52. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Oh, hallelujah. So when this corruptible should have put on incorruption, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then should be brought to pass the same that is written. Ooh, death. Come on, darling. Let me get a little of my baptism over now. Death shall be swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God. I want somebody to talk to me here. Yes, every Christian know that death is already swallowed up in victory. Yes, Jesus paid for it. Yes. Jesus made it possible that we can shout at a funeral. Yes. You can shout because you know the glory of God got your back. Yes. You know the blood is running down your vein right now. And that the blood of Jesus caused us to overcome death. You overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony, I testify the day that death can't hold a child of God. I don't care how it look or how it seem, a child of God cannot die. They got resurrection power on the inside of them. When you got Jesus on the inside of you, you got resurrection power. You cannot die. Nothing can kill you because you got him on the inside. In him, I live, move, and have my being. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Every step I take, Jesus make a step with me. I'm never by myself. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah, boy. You better come over here. Ah! Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, death. Where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But let me read this to you. I want to finish this. But thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We got the victory today. I said we have the victory. All the loved ones, sons and daughters and husbands and brothers and family members, we got the victory today on a hill not far away. There was a man by the name of Jesus. He took my sin and your sin up on his shoulder, and he went on a hill called Calvary. And there he died, and he paid for our right to shout today. We can shout in the face of sickness and disease and death. Don't care what's going on, a Christian got victory. I got victory. Say it, I got victory. We got victory up in here this morning because the Spirit of God is with us. Somebody shout, we got the victory.